It's very easy to travel through Israel. On my last trip, I rented a car and explored extensively the Galilee, the Golan, and the Mediterranean coast. Gaza is difficult to get into. Israel controls all entrance and exit, and we would have to ask, what right do they have to control the entrance to Gaza? And to do this, I have to go through the American Friends Service Committee, which has an operation there, and they apply for a permit from the Israeli authorities.
And what do you do for the American Friends Service Committee? A lot of people know them as the Quakers, or it's a part of the Quaker religion.
The AFSC is a quasi-Quaker organization, meaning it has Quakers on the board, Quaker staff at times, operates by Quaker principles, but it's not officially Quaker. They have a youth program called the Quaker Palestine Youth Program, and if you want, I can go into that later, what it does. I volunteer as a photographer, and I have two functions. One is to photograph their operations, then they can use those photos for publicity or archival purposes, and the second is to teach photography. And this year, for the first time, I was able to teach not only their college-age students, but also in one of the universities, Al-Aqsa.
Mm-hmm. So what are conditions like right now in Gaza? What are you noticing as you're traveling around and photographing and talking with the students that you teach?
They're the worst in recent history, going back at least 60 years. And that's from at least two factors, three. One is the siege, which began in January 2006. When Hamas won in a free, open, well-monitored election, they won the majority of seats in the parliament. The international community, for the most part, led by Israel and the U.S., then boycotted, and that means they cut off all the funding. So it was very difficult, just say, to supply hospitals with pharmaceuticals. It was almost impossible for doctors to get advanced training outside. Many patients who needed specialized treatment that they couldn't receive in Gaza, maybe 25% of them can get out. So the siege was one major factor, and it continues. Number two is the assault of December and January for 22 days, which killed 1,400 Palestinians, 75% of them civilians, 5,000 people were injured. Some 20,000 were rendered homeless. That's the second factor. And the third is an extension of the siege to prohibiting all construction materials. So when I was there, most of the damage that had been caused in December and January of this year still was there. People were living in tents. Rubble was everywhere in places. It's not a universal destruction like, say, Berlin during World War II. But the infrastructure that had been destroyed, like water wells and sewage treatment plants, chicken farms, cow sources, and the like, all gone.
Why would water treatment plants or farms be targeted?
Well, the main justification that Israel used for the assault was stop the rockets. And people, including Richard Goldstone, I hope you asked me about this or I can mention it, who was commissioned by a UN agency to investigate and report, said that, yes, indeed, the rockets had to stop. They were being fired by Hamas and other militant groups into civilian areas of Gaza, a war crime. That had to stop. So Israel said, we have to stop these rockets. Any nation has a right to defend itself. And they chose a very violent and, I think, indiscriminate and unproportional way to do that. Now, why did they attack chicken farms? There's no connection between the militants, mainly Hamas, and the chicken farms. Okay, maybe a farmer had voted for Hamas. Does that make him or her a militant? Hardly. My suspicion, and this has been confirmed by other observers, and by certainly a lot of people there, is that the long-term strategy of Israel is to forcibly remove all Palestinians from the West Bank and Gaza and Israel proper. It's called ethnic cleansing. A noted Israeli academic by the name of Ilan Pape has written a book for which he was excoriated, death threats given to him. He finally has put himself in exile, called The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine.